Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 6th. I'm reading from the New Living Translation this week. We are making our way through Romans, and we're in a section of Romans where Paul is talking about the relationship of the Jewish people, the Israelites, to the kingdom of God and God's choice of the people and whether or not that is for the whole of Israel or not. In today's passage, he discusses this a little more when he talks about God's mercy on Israel. And then at the end of the passage, he breaks out in spontaneous praise for God. Can't wait to get there with you. Remember, as we read God's Word, it is Thankful Tuesday. And so, Lord, we do thank you for your Word. We thank you for this opportunity to be together in your Scriptures. And we thank you, Lord, for your Spirit who is instructing us through your Word. Romans chapter 11. I ask then, has God rejected his own people, the nation of Israel? Of course not. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, and a member of the tribe of Benjamin. No, God has not rejected his own people, whom he chose from the very beginning. Do you realize what the scriptures say about this? Elijah the prophet complained to God about the people of Israel and said, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. And do you remember God's reply? He said, No, I have 7,000 others who have never bowed down to Baal. It is the same today, for a few of the people of Israel have remained faithful because of God's grace, his undeserved kindness in choosing them. And since it is through God's kindness, then it is not by their good works. For in that case, God's grace would not be what it really is, free and undeserved. So this is the situation. Most of the people of Israel have not found the favor of God they are looking for so earnestly. A few have, the ones God has chosen, but the hearts of the rest were hardened, as the scriptures say. God has put them into a deep sleep. To this day, he has shut their eyes so they do not see and closed their ears so they do not hear. Likewise, David said, Let their bountiful table become a snare, a trap that makes them think all is well. Let their blessings cause them to stumble, and let them get what they deserve. Let their eyes go blind so they cannot see, and let their backs be bent forever. Did God's people stumble and fall beyond recovery? Of course not. They were disobedient, so God made salvation available to the Gentiles. But he wanted his own people to become jealous and claim it for themselves. Now, if the Gentiles were enriched because the people of Israel turned down God's offer of salvation, think how much greater a blessing the world will share when they finally accept it. I'm saying all this especially for you Gentiles. God has appointed me as the apostle to the Gentiles. I stress this, for I want somehow to make the people of Israel jealous of what you Gentiles have, so I might have some of them. For since their rejection meant that God offered salvation to the rest of the world, their acceptance will be even more wonderful. It will be life for those who were dead. And since Abraham and the other patriarchs were holy, their descendants will also be holy, just as the entire batch of dough is holy because the portion given as an offering is holy. For if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches will be too. But some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the people of Israel, have been broken off. And you Gentiles, who were branches from a wild olive tree, have been grafted in. So now you also receive the blessing God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree. But you must not brag about being grafted in to replace the branches that were broken off. You are just a branch, not the root. Well, you may say, those branches were broken off to make room for me. Yes, but remember, those branches were broken off because they didn't believe in Christ, and you are there because you do believe. So don't think highly of yourself, but fear what could happen. For if God did not spare the original branches, He won't spare you either. Notice how God is both kind and severe. He is severe toward those who disobeyed, but kind to you if you continue to trust in His kindness. But if you stop trusting, you also will be cut off. And if the people of Israel turn from their unbelief, they will be grafted in again, for God has the power to graft them back into the tree. You, by nature, were a branch cut from a wild olive tree. So if God was willing to do something contrary to nature by grafting you into His cultivated tree, He will be far more eager to graft the original branches back into the tree where they belong. I want you to understand this mystery, dear brothers and sisters, so that you will not feel proud about yourselves. Some of the people of Israel have hard hearts, but this will last only until the full number of Gentiles comes to Christ. And so all Israel will be saved. As the scriptures say, the one who rescues will come from Jerusalem, and He will turn Israel away from ungodliness. And this is my covenant with them, that I will take away their sins. Many of the people of Israel are now enemies of the good news, and this benefits you Gentiles. Yet they are still the people He loves because He chose their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn. Once you Gentiles were rebels against God, but when the people of Israel rebelled against Him, God was merciful to you instead. Now they are the rebels, and God's mercy has come to you so that they too will share in God's mercy. For God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience so He could have mercy on everyone. Oh, how great are God's riches in wisdom and knowledge! How impossible it is for us to understand His decisions and His ways. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give Him advice? And who has given Him so much that He needs to pay it back? For everything comes from Him and exists by His power and is intended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This passage reminds us that we shouldn't be conceited about our faith or have any kind of pride in the fact that we believe, while there are others, especially the Jewish people, who do not believe. In the commentary, Romans 8 through 16 for you, Tim Keller summarizes what the Christian should say to themselves in response to this passage. He says, quote, "I disobeyed God and refused to believe the gospel. And look at me now. Here I am, a Christian, in part because the gospel reached beyond disbelieving Israel." That's in verse 30. "So if God can reach me with His mercy through their disobedience, He can certainly reach them with His mercy through my faith. What part might I play in His wonderful sovereign purposes for His ancient people?" And so we are left with a challenge to pray for Jewish people and for the people of the Jewish faith to come to a realization that Christ is Lord. On this Thankful Tuesday, I want you to be thinking about a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God that you want to highlight in thankfulness. And at the end of the prayer, I will read from Romans 11, starting in verse 33, which talks about different characteristics of the Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for Your word, even when it is difficult for us to understand. Help us to come to it in humility, remembering, Lord, that Your word stands tall. Thank You, Lord, for our Jewish brothers and sisters. We pray that they would come to saving faith in You. And now we move our hearts to be thankful for the things around us that You have provided. Thank You for a person in our lives. Thank you for a place that you have provided. Thank you for a thing that you have given me. And Lord, we thank you for who you are. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are your judgments. Your paths are beyond tracing out. We can't know your mind. None of us have been your counselor. We've never given anything to you that you should repay us. But from you and through you and to you are all things. And so we end today by just giving you glory. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.